Tennessee has a budget crisis. The state legislature convenes today in Nashville to try to override the governor's veto of next year's spending plan. The state's constitution requires a balanced budget, but Governor Dawn Sundquist and state legislators are $300 million apart. Sundquist believes a state income tax is the answer, but lawmakers and taxpayers aren't so sure. Anita Bug of member station WPLN in Nashville reports.
Tennessee is one of nine states without a broad-based income tax. So when Governor Dawn Sundquist, after winning re-election on a no-income tax platform, suggested one, many citizens got hot. To protest, they've driven around and around the Capitol, honking their horns and mobilizing outside statehouse doors. For example, more than 3,500 folks gathered for a tax freedom rally over the weekend. They snapped up $10 Tennessee Tax Revolt t-shirts, and almost to a person, the message was the same. Tennessee's government needs to live within its means. Cheryl Simich is an administrative assistant in a manufacturing plant.
When I can't pay my bills, I don't go out and get a second job first. I look at my budget first. So we're insisting that the legislature pare down the budget. Do not come looking for income until you prove that you're doing with our income what is good and right for the people of Tennessee.
Most of Tennessee's revenue comes from a state sales tax on manufactured goods. But like the nation, the state's economy is becoming more service-driven, and services aren't taxed in Tennessee. To raise needed revenue, lawmakers have historically just raised the sales tax rate. But now shoppers are going across the border to states with lower rates and purchasing more online and through catalogs, depriving Tennessee of that tax revenue. At the same time, Tennessee has been living on one-time money for recurring expenses. This year, lawmakers gobbled up $368 million, every dime at the state's share of the national tobacco settlement, plus $160 million it expects from tobacco companies next year. That's why Governor Dawn Sundquist supports an income tax. But Representative Mae Beavers says no new revenue is needed. She's looking to cut the budget. She, like all income tax opponents, points to the TennCare program as the best place to start. TennCare is Tennessee's health care program, which replaced Medicaid.
We've got one of the biggest social health programs in the country. One in every four Tennesseans on TennCare, 25% of our population, when other states, the average is about 10% of their population on their health care program. You know, I think there clearly is a problem. Clearly, there are some things that we need to look at.
But others argue that Tennessee, as a whole, lags far behind in spending for higher education, home health care, and preschool. In fact, after the budget passed, state colleges and universities hiked their tuition 15% as the state's portion of a college education dwindled. Governor Dawn Sundquist says Tennessee won't be able to continue to grow and won't be able to compete with other states for jobs if it doesn't invest some money.
What about those industries that come to Tennessee and offer us better paying jobs? And the first thing they ask is, how's your educational system? They don't ask what kind of tax system we have. They don't ask if we have a flat tax or an income tax. I haven't had one ask me that yet in the last 6.5 years. But virtually every one of them say to me, how's the educational system? We're looking for good, well-prepared employees.
Supporters of the governor say the sales tax is unfair, that it places a heavier burden on the poor who spend a greater percentage of their income on taxes. That's exactly why Richard Anderson traveled to the anti-tax rally over the weekend. Walking amidst the yellow and black Axe the Tax signs, Anderson quietly held his own sign. Income tax, yes. Sales tax, no.
I'm a single dad with two children, and I'm a truck driver. And the way the system is now, working class Tennesseans actually pay a larger percentage of their income in taxes than the wealthy do, because the poorer people spend almost their entire income on taxable items.
The legislature is expected to override the governor's veto. He will likely call them back into a special session this fall. Sundquist says the state will continue to deteriorate if something's not done, and he's not willing to accept that legacy. For NPR News, I'm Anita Bug in Nashville.